one of the great stories halfway through this preseason, the emergence of a young wide receiver, a hometown boy who joins me in studio now. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with wide receiver Rashid Bailey, Roxborough High School, Delaware Valley College, and then the quantum leap to the NFL. And it just, you're not supposed to be like this. You're supposed to be nervous and you're supposed to be blown away by the moment, but that hasn't happened, has it?
No, not yet, and I'm not going to let it get there. And, you know, I come in here with the same attitude every day, and that's just to, you know, compete and to be the best player I can possibly be. And if I can go out there and give myself a chance, an opportunity, it doesn't matter who's out there. It doesn't matter who's in front of me. If I go in there and do my job, execute the plan,
Describe the level of how. I mean, if you're practicing against guys who are Division III football and playing against them and destroying them, we understand that. To make that leap, did you get some advice? Did you work against some guys? How did you kind of just assimilate so quickly?
Well, throughout the summers, you know, spending my time in you know, the Philadelphia area, you know, I used to go up against guys from Division I schools, Division II schools. It didn't matter. I was always a big-time competitor. And, you know, it didn't matter the level of competition. It didn't matter. It was all up here. And once you set your mind towards being something and, you know, adapting to something, you know, you can accomplish anything. So that was my whole thing that I've always said, you know, adapt to everything. And I've adapted, and it's going to be a pretty good sight when I keep progressing.
So there was never, honestly, tell me, never a moment where first day of training in May, Byron Maxwell's on the other side of the line of scrimmage, you're going, all right, let me see if I can compete here. You went in there and go, I'm going to beat him on this play from day one.
Of course. And that's the mentality you have to have. You can't be scared at this level. You can't be scared to compete. You know, I've always strived off, you know, competing. And if, you know, if I can come here and just keep doing that same thing, I mean, it's a great feeling. It doesn't matter who you are. Just line up and let's just go play football.
All right, so that story's over with. Enough of the small town, small school football to big time NFL. How do you think you're playing?
I think I'm playing pretty well, man. You know, it's day by day. You know, I don't look at anything futuristic right now. It's cannot win the day. Mm-hmm. And if I can win that day, I've gotten better. And if I didn't win that day, I got to think of a plan of how I'm going to get better. So, you know, those two games are behind now. Now it's Green Bay. Let's go. And it's keep proving yourself. Keep proving that you can play in this league. And that's what I'm trying to accomplish.
So even with the hometown thing, which can be a lot of pressure, the family's all psyched up. They're reading everything. They're hearing everything. They're asking you questions. I'm sure that your friends are saying, hey, Rashid, can you make the team? Can you make the team? How do you ignore all that stuff?
Ignored.
Earmuffs?
Earmuffs.
Yeah.
It doesn't faze me. Of course, I see some of the things that go on and, you know, people saying, can he make the team? It's all behind me. Because I realize that nothing that people say or reporter says or anything, they can't help me while I'm in here. Only I can help me. So if I can keep just doing my job, I can be here and have a job.
Rashid, part of the success of the getting to the NFL is staying here is responding to coaching, learning quickly, adapting. Talk about that and how willing you are to learn to be coached and to understand technique needs to be improved and all the little things that go into becoming a great player.
I don't know. In my opinion, I think I'm a coachable kid, and that's the main reason why I keep progressing every day is because I can be coached. And if I make an error or a mistake, it can be fixed. And that's the pleasure of me being who I am. I'm adaptive, and I can learn from different things that I see. And watching Jordan Matthews, watching Miles, and watching all these guys is really helping me take my mind and take my game to the next level.
Yeah, I wonder about Miles, because everybody talks about him being the veteran presence here, and he's so precise on his routes. Is he really that good?
Yes, he is. He's very patient, and that's the one thing as a rookie you need to learn to have. And he's been on, you know, plenty of teams, and he's been in this league for a long time. And it's all about being patient.
What does that mean? What do you mean being patient?
Being patient in your routes, meaning, you know, once you get to the top of your route, knowing that you got the proper depth, knowing that you can manipulate a D-back's body by just taking one step, those things matter. And just having him in the room with us, watching film and, you know, going over different things, it's a pleasure.
Cool, man. First road game, Lambeau Field. I know you've watched it on TV, the frozen tundra, all that. Excited to go out there and play?
I'm very, very excited. And I just want to go out there and just keep proving to not only myself but to this city and to these coaches that I can play here.
Keep on doing it. Rashid Bailey, thanks for joining me
in
studio. Good luck on Saturday against the Packers. We're here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.